Walking down to Birmingham, way down south in Dixieland. Well, I thought that I would stop a while, take a vacation southern style. Got some southern hospitality down there in a southern hospital. Oh, all the signs said welcome in, signed by Governor Wallace and Rin Tin Tin. They said come along and watch the fights while we feed our dogs on civil rights. Now, don't get us wrong, some of our best Negroes are friends. Well, I've seen travel in many ways. I've traveled in cars and old subways. But in Birmingham, some people chose to fly down the street from a fire hose, doing some hard traveling from hydrants of plenty. Well, a pack of dogs was standing by. I walked up to them and I said, hi. I asked one dog what they all were doing. He walked up to me and started chewing. I said, hold it. I'm from the ASPCA, Society for Prevention of Cruelty to Agitators. And I said, there must be some men around. There can't be only you dogs in town. They said, sure, we have old Bull Connor. There he goes, walking yonder, throwing some raw meat to the mayor, feeding bones to the city council. You know, Governor Wallace doesn't mean no harm. Can't you see he's got a lot of charm? He's protecting us whites, both rich and poor, standing in the schoolhouse door, cracking jokes, talking to Huntley Brinkley, serving jury duty, getting re-elected. So I asked them why they spent their time with segregation on their mind. They said, if you don't like to live this way, get out of here, go back to the USA, live with all them Russian, New York folk singers. Some say they've passed their darkest hour, those moderates are back in power. Oh, they listen close with open ears. They'll help us out in a couple of hundred years. But don't push them, whatever you do, or else you get those extremists back in. You see, Alabama is a sovereign state with sovereign dogs and sovereign hate. They stand for the Bible, for the Constitution. They stand against communist revolution. They say it's pinkos like you that freed the slaves. And they're right.